When four Sarasota County residents wanted to pool together $150 apiece to fund a series of radio ads attacking a proposed state constitutional amendment on November's ballot, the law required that they register as a political action committee, or PAC. Now, on behalf of those four residents, the Libertarian Institute for Justice is asking a court to strike down a state law requiring any group that is made up of more than two people or spends more than $500 to comply with a series of state regulations. Institute for Justice staff attorney Paul Sherman is heading the case. He says campaign finance laws are unnecessary for grassroots political groups.
In America, the only thing you should need in order to talk about politics is an opinion. Unfortunately, in Florida and in states across the country, grassroots groups of citizens are finding themselves caught up in so-called campaign finance laws when all they want to do is talk about political issues. Our clients are a group of Florida residents who want to run a simple radio ad urging the public to vote no on proposed Amendment 4 to the Florida Constitution. But if they run their ad, they're going to become subject to a host of regulations that are so burdensome, the Supreme Court recently held they are unconstitutionally burdensome even for corporations and unions. Well, if these laws are too burdensome for General Motors and the AFL-CIO, they're certainly too burdensome for grassroots groups like our clients. That's why we filed a major federal First Amendment lawsuit to strike down these laws so that our clients and those like them can speak freely about ballot issues in Florida elections.
So what are some of these regulations that make it, according to your press release, onerous or burdensome?
Sure. Well, they're all the same regulations that political candidates hire accountants and lawyers to help them deal with. Before they're allowed to speak at all, they have to register with the state. They have to open a separate bank account. They have to order checks for that account. They have to make all their payments with checks from that account. They have to keep meticulous financial records down to the penny. In fact, if someone even gives them a single dollar to spend on their radio ad, they have to report that individual's name and address to the state. In short, they just get caught up in a whole bunch of red tape when all they want to do is talk about politics. And all they want to do is pool $150 apiece, there's four of them, to run a series of 25 radio ads.
So you had said earlier that all you need to participate in the political process is an opinion, but, I mean, doesn't this show that you also need money?
Well, if you want to reach out and speak to people, you're going to have to spend money. I mean, that's always been true in American elections. But the First Amendment protects not just the right to speak, but also the right to speak effectively. Our clients have chosen to speak through radio ads, but, you know, the limits in Florida are so low that even if they ran a single newspaper ad, that would force them to register as a PAC.
So, I mean, doesn't this supposition sort of imply that money equals speech?
Money is not the same thing as speech, but money certainly makes speech more effective. And the First Amendment doesn't just protect the right to go out and stand on a soapbox. It also protects the right to publish a newspaper or to publish a book or to put ads on the radio, and all of those things cost money.
The playing field isn't level in terms of speech then. I mean, maybe these laws are in place so that the playing field is a little more level for everyone.
The Supreme Court has expressly rejected the idea that the government can try to level people's speech. Under the First Amendment, everybody has the right to speak as effectively as they are able to. And for some people, that advantage might be that they have more money. For other people, that advantage might be that they're more eloquent. But the government certainly can't step in and try to make people's speech equally effective. The Supreme Court has held that for over 30 years. The Supreme Court, in a case called Buckley v. Valeo, decided in 1976, held that the idea that government can limit the speech of some in order to enhance the speech of others is wholly foreign to the First Amendment.
That was Institute for Justice staff attorney Paul Sherman. The group plans to request a preliminary injunction, which would temporarily freeze Florida's campaign finance laws so that the four Sarasota County residents can run their ads without registering as a PAC before the election. Critics say the campaign finance laws are in place for a reason and that they help create a more balanced debate on ballot issues. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.